谢谢 Pastor John 的介绍。
Thank you, Pastor John, for your introduction.
我们非常的开心能够回到娘家哈。
We're very happy that two families.
回娘家。
I'm sorry, middle schoolers, you are dismissed. Sorry.
No problem.
Home middle schoolers.
You may continue.
Okay. 其实我们今天呢讲信心的功课。
Today we're talking about very exciting things.
信心的功课 ，faith.
Faith. We're talking about faith today.
Pastor Wu.
Pastor Ben here.
他是凭信心的帮我翻译。
He is by faith to translate for Pastor Chen.
你们呢是凭信心的来听。
You are by faith to listen to the sermon.
因为他听不懂我的国语。
Because the test is not really for Chuck Choi earlier, actually for me, because I don't translate very well with just Mandarin.
但是你知道最厉害的那个翻译是谁啊
？You know who's the big best translator?
Who? 谁
？Who?
在《使徒行传》里面讲到有一个翻译的很重要的是谁
？Who's the most important in translating for us, interpreting for us today?
圣灵啊
！Holy Spirit,
right?
Right?
他我讲什么你都听得懂如果你有圣灵的话
If you have the Holy Spirit, you can understand whatever that I'm translating or preaching on.
我们今天讲的是希伯来书第十一章
Today we're preaching from Hebrews chapter 11.
我们讲到的是亚伯拉罕的信心
We're talking about Abraham's faith.
我们讲到的是亚伯拉罕的顺服
Is his obedience, or Abraham's obedience.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心跟亚伯拉罕的顺服跟
But what is the relationship between your faith and your obedience and Abraham's faith and Abraham's obedience?
神让我们教会在过去两三个月里面把它连起来。
So this past 2-3 months, God have brought our faith and obedience together in SGV.
让亚伯拉罕跟的顺服跟信心能够在我们的教会里面能够兑现。
So God has been doing, teaching us a lesson on faith and obedience in our church in St. Gabriel Valley.
不是我们想要学的这个功课。
Not is what we want to have for our homework.
乃是上帝把这个功课摆在我们的面前。
But God has brought that homework into our church.
所以当我们一起来祷告今天。
So today as we pray together.
求圣灵在当中带领我们。
The Holy Spirit, let's ask the Holy Spirit to lead us today.
我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父
Our Heavenly Father,
感谢你让我们今天能够回来跟弟兄姐妹分享
We thank you that you have given us the opportunity to come and share God's word with our brothers
你在圣盖博谷我们教会的身上做了行了奇妙的大事
You have done amazing miraculous things in our church in SGV
不是只是亚伯拉罕的经历
It is not Abraham's experience.
乃是你要我们学习像亚伯拉罕对你的信靠顺服。
You want us to learn that Abraham had followed you and obeyed you.
就能够经历到亚伯拉罕所经历的你。
So that we can experience what Abraham experienced in his relationship with you.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
求你让借着你的仆人分享。
Would you bless the sharing from your servant today?
让弟兄姐妹。一起得到帮助
so that everyone will be benefited and our brothers and sisters here.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
We pray these in all in our Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那么亚伯拉罕的信靠是一个怎样的信靠
Is what kind of faith?
亚伯拉罕的信靠是一个非常单纯的信靠
His faith is a very childlike faith.
我们一同来读这段的话
Let us read together from Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来得为业的地方。出去的时候，还不知道往哪里去。他不知道去哪里，却是出去了。
He doesn't know where to go, but he went.
如果今天
，If today，
你的儿子跟你说
，If your son asks you，
爸爸
，Father，
我现在要出去。
Today I'm going to go，
但我要出去一个地方。
But the place I'm going,
但是我不知道去哪里
but I don't know where to go.
你会不会给他出去
Would you let him go?
不会
No, we won't.
你会跟孩子说
You would say to your child,
孩子
Son,
你是不是有问题
Do you have a problem in your head?
我们看到今天亚伯拉罕从人的角度来看
Today, when you look at Abraham's life from a human's perspective,
尤其是我们在北美 North America,
yeah, yeah, from a North American context. Thanks for translating.
我们受到高等的教育 We have high education.
We have a lot of education. We have a lot of knowledge. Yeah.
Yeah. So by faith, you understand what you said, what I said. Now, 我们受到高等的教育
We have a lot of education.
我们会分析
We can analyze.
我们会计算
We can count.
我们有理性
We have reason. We have a logic.
我们算得很准
We are very accurate.
然后但是
But
如果神要我们走那一步
But if God wants us to take a step to go
是凭信心而不是凭计算的
But we will go by faith, not by analysis, not by calculation.
你肯不肯
Are you willing to?
你敢不敢
do you have faith, enough faith to? Are you brave enough to do that?
You dare to do it.
Dare to do it.
亚伯拉罕的信靠是单纯的信靠。
Abraham's faith is a childlike faith.
不计算。
It's not based on calculation.
不靠理性的分析。
It doesn't depend on rational analysis.
不靠人的经验。
It doesn't based on human experience either.
第二，亚伯拉罕的信靠。
Abraham's faith.
是疯狂的信靠。
It's a crazy faith. It's a reckless faith.
我们来看看他如何的疯狂。
How reckless is he?
下面那一张。
The next slide, please.
Okay, good. Crazy.
He's crazy.
有没有人读过？我们在华人，我真的是华人之光，华人的光辉光荣。
In China,
it's a glory for Chinese to.有一个我们有一个很有名的一个讲员
There's a very famous speaker.
他的名字叫 Francis Chan.
Francis Chan.
Not me.
Not Pastor Chan.
有谁读过他的书
How many of you have read his book?
有谁读过他的那本书叫 Crazy Love?
How many of you read of his book Crazy Love?
Is he crazy?
Is he crazy?
他是不是疯狂的
Is he crazy?
你觉不觉得亚伯拉罕是疯了
Don't you think that Abraham is crazy?
我们一起来读这句话
Let's read this passage.
亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子，因为上帝要他儿子要他奉献他的儿子。
Abraham stretched out his hands and took the knife to slay his son.
如果你是亚伯拉罕
If you're Abraham,
你会这样做
Would you do that?
嗯
Probably not.
是疯了。
Is crazy.
但是如果你读到希伯来书第十一章第十九节的时候
But if you read in Galatians chapter 4
Hebrew
chapter 11:19,
那你就会知道
But you will know.
然后亚伯拉因为相信神能够把死人复活
Because Abraham understood and knew that God can change from the dead to life.
然后你看到那句话
And you can see this
所以他知道神竟然如果要他献以撒的时候
So Abraham realized that even if God wanted him to kill his son
他相信到上帝一个地步
He trusts God enough to a place
神可以因为上帝答应过
God, Because God's promise
是以撒要成为后裔
That through his son Isaac would have descendants
然后所以神一定有办法
So God would have a way
所以虽然他舍不得
Even though he missed his son, he would miss his son.
尽管他有挣扎
Even though he has real struggles,
凭信心他献上以撒
By faith alone, he sacrificed his son.
这是疯狂
This is reckless, this is crazy.
但是神要我们今天对他有这样的一个信靠
But God wants us to have that type of attitude and faith.
这个不是一个嘴巴的一个讲
This is not something that is by mouth.
信靠必须有行动的跟得上
Faith must accompany with action.
如果只是光讲信而没有行动跟上，那个不叫信。
If it's just by talking and saying you have faith, you're not really having faith.
举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
就好像有一个
Imagine
很帅气的一个男生 handsome guy.
That's a very handsome guy.
然后他又有钱呢。
He has money.
又有财气啊。
A lot of property.
又有那个又聪明啊
They're very smart
然后呢有一个女孩子
A girl
然后就非常的仰慕她
Very admired him
然后呢她说我呢真的觉得你是非常的好
I really think the girl thinks that you're a really good guy
那她就跟那个 guy 就跟她说 如果你觉得我好的话
If you really think that I'm good
嫁给我吧
Would you marry me?
还是不要
Probably won't
还是不想
It's probably not going to happen
那你不信靠你不相信我吗
But you don't know me, me
Yeah, 我相信
But I believe
你有对对但是我觉得你会很花心 It's very hard to translate、okay. 好发生Yeah, it's still.
I still don't understand.
yeah. I don't think you are trustworthy, because you may like another girl later on down the road. 所以我不相信。
I won't trust you.
所以不相信就不嫁了，对不对
？If you don't trust the person, you won't marry the person.
如果他相信的话，就怎么样
？If you trust that person,
I trust you. I'm marry you.
I trust you, and I'll、right? marry you.
是不是这样
？Isn't it that way?
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
信靠是有行动的，对不对
？Trust you need to follow with action.
所以我今天看到亚伯拉罕是遵着上帝的话，
Today、
不是嘴巴讲的。
Abraham followed God, have faith in God, is not just by mouth.
亚伯拉罕神要亚伯拉罕去，他就去。
God wants Abraham to go, and he went.
没有答问大会。
There is no question answer meeting.
没有问上帝要去哪里。
Never ask God where to go.
也没有说什么。其实他的亲戚朋友可能都会问：“哎，亚伯拉罕，你要去哪里
？”Their relatives or friends might ask the question, "Where are you going?"
没有关系，我来开一个答问大会。
But let me go ask a question answer meeting.
怎么样去
？How do you go?
去哪里
？Where do you go?
用什么交通工具
？How what transportation?
去多久
？How long do you go?
带什么去
？Who are you going with?
去哪里住？
Where are you, what are you doing?
你到那边去用什么材料来建你的房子
？How are you going to build your house wherever you go?
可不可以这样问
？Would you ask that question?
通通没有问
，There is no question.
就去了。
He went.
这个是傻瓜。
This is a silly person.
Right? 弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们今天读圣经。
Today we read the scripture.
我们读圣经不仅仅是研究圣经。
We're not just analyzing scripture.
我们要把圣经活化在我们的生活的里面。
We need to hide scripture into our heart.
我们才能够经历到圣经神给我们的那个 promise， 神给我们的应许。
So that we can experience God's promise in our lives.
对不对
？Isn't it true？
你知道亚伯拉罕的信靠走出了他的安乐窝。
Because of his faith, he walked out of his comfort zone.
亚伯拉罕的对神的信靠是一个怎么样的信靠呢
？What kind of faith does he have？
他是一个真正的信靠。
Is a genuine faith.
顺服是一个真正的信靠的一个表达。
And steps obedience is an expression of their faith, of his faith.
不是嘴巴说一说而已。
It's not what you say with your lips.
是有行动的。
There is action.
是生命的摆上。
Is a life commitment.
是一个坚定不移的信靠。
It is a faith that's unshakable.
这个顺服是什么？是顺服呢 ？Next.
What's the obedience?
顺服是听从遵照神的吩咐而行。
True obedience is following God's instruction.
而不听别人的声音，甚至自己的声音。
Not listen to or influenced by other people's opinions or even your own opinions.
当我们听到神要我们这样做，我们就去做。
When we hear what God has called us to do, we will do it right away.
不管。
No, we don't care about other people's opinions.
很重要。
It's very important.
当神要我们这样做，我们不管，这个就是信靠。
And when God asks us to do something, and then we should not care what other people think.
然后照着神的方法去做。
And we follow God's way.
顺服在神的主权之下。
To do things in God's way and submit to His will.
希伯来书十一章充满了信心的英雄。
Hebrews.
The Hebrew chapter 11 is the record of the hero of faith. 很多很多的英雄，信心的英雄。
Made by faith.
所以等到希伯来书第十二章第一节的时候
，In Hebrews 11:1,
Hebrews chapter 12, verse
1,
讲到我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩一般的围绕。
12:1 that says that there were a cloud of witnesses.
神在八月一号给我们的教会一个信心的功课。
August 1st this year, God has given us a new assignment.
是一个怎么样的功课呢
？What kind of homework assignment?
所以给你看一看。
I want to show you a picture.
我这个为什么不动呢？啊，可以。你知道这个有一天我太太开车的时候
，One day my wife was driving on the street。
然后呢，我的车子是跟着她的后面。
My car was following her car。
她停下来
，And she stopped。
门打开
，Open the door。
我后来走出去
，And so I walk out。
我看她，我是不是你的车有问题
？I thought that her car was broken down。
她就指着后面
and it's right behind me.
他指着后面就是让我看这个东西。
And she pointing there, and that sign is for sale.
就是在这个，这个是他的车啊。
This is her car.
他是。
And she kept pointing at it.
然后有一个教会要卖。
There's a church that wants to sell their property.
这个教会要卖。
This church wants to sell their property.
那是我在我住的那条街上面。
It's right on the street where I lived in.
也是。他住的那条街上面
is right across my house as well.
你知道他的房子跟我的房子只隔四家。
Our houses are four houses apart.
然后我们再过两步，对面就是教会，就是这个教会。
If you walk a couple more steps, and that's where the church is.
我说没有搞错。
And is that crazy?
那个教会摆在我们的面前要卖。
This church want to sell their property right in front of us.
我们现在是租那个 Hope Church.
Right now, our brothers and sisters, we're renting the facility.
我们已经租了八年。
And we're renting for 8 years.
我们非常的舒服。
It's very comfortable to rent there.
那个 Hope Church 给我们整个教会都可以用的。
We can use whatever facility in Hope Church.
你问问 Ben.
Ask me.
那个 Hope Church 要，他们是主人，我们是客人。
And they are, we're the tenants and they're the owner.
有时候他会先问我们。你们有什么聚会让我们来迁就你
And sometimes they have it backward. They ask us what we need to use first, and then so they can adjust and make arrangement according to our schedule.
有没有这样的一回事
Have you ever have owners?
非常好的
It's very very good.
非常的舒服
Very comfortable.
然后神说
But God says,
你们去对面那个
You guys
看看
go to the street, the church property across the street. I want you to take a look at some
这个地方你看看
As you look at the church,
很小
It's very small.
不是很大。
Not very big.
不过的地很大。
But the land is very big.
有一亩地。
Almost 1 acre of land.
然后呢，你看那个教会多烂。
It's very broken, very beat up.
烂不烂
？Isn't it look not very?
我们教会的停车场会不会这样的
？And our church parking lot can it be like that?
这是教会的停车场。
This is a church parking lot.
长满了草。
Is very ugly, very broken.
那个教会推出来卖。
When this property was for sale.
但我们一直在找地方。
And we've been looking for places.
我们是不是我们说神啊，是不是这个
？But we ask God, is this the place you want us to look for?
然后呢，八月一号我们看到那个 sign.
August 1st, we saw the sign for sale.
然后我们就问我们的那个 real estate agent.
And we asked our real estate agent.
那个教会现在他们要卖多少钱
？We asked the agent how much is this property on sale for?
350万。
$3.5 million.
350万，我们教会只有300人。
We only have about 300 people.
我们教会200人是成人。
And 200 adults.
100人是 youth 跟 children.
100 about youth and our children and youth.
所以我们要200多人要买这个一个物业是真的是很。
For 200 adults to pay for 3.5 million is a hard, difficult task.
现在我们教会有80几万在我们的银行里。
Right now we're about $800,000 in our bank.
我在想。
And I was thinking,
我们现在奉献也很稳定的。
Our giving is very stable.
所以我说我可以做到退休没问题。
So we can,
sorry, 我可以做到退休。
Oh, I can retire and there's no problem if we stay at Hope Church.
如果我要买这个教会
，But if we buy this property,
我分分钟没有薪水发。
There's a chance I may not get my salary.
Right? 是不是？买了这个地方
，If we buy that piece of land,
yeah.
Then I may not get a salary after that.
我跟你说
，But
这个东西跑出来的时候
，When this property was on sale,
有很多的声音
，There are a lot of signs.
我们八月八号我们进去看这个地方。
August 8th, our leaders went to visit the church.
有很多的弟兄姐妹觉得这个教会有一点小。
A lot of our brothers and sisters thought this place is a little small.
但是地很大。
But the land is big.
那个 location 也很好。
The location is really nice.
但是也有一些弟兄姐妹觉得，哎呀，我们我啊，这个地方啊啊，350万真的太便宜了。
哇，and
你说啊、
some people, brothers and sisters, it's a very good deal, $3.5 million.
便不便宜
？But for
你说
，But they might say that.
那如果我们要买的话，谈何容易？
And we want to buy a talk about it, it's easy.
八月十九号。
August 19th.
我们所有的领袖聚集在一起。
Our leaders all gathered together.
然后我们做了很多的研究。
And we talk a lot about it.
然后我们都知道，我们的real estate agent 也来了，就我们的那个 那个 real estate agent.
Our real estate agent also attended that meeting with us.
他给我们 compare 了附近的那些教会。
She gave us a comparison with all the other church properties in the area.
我们两年前看到 ABC Church 要卖。
2 years ago, we were in the process of buying a church, but they ended not selling to us.
后来卖给了发展商。
Eventually, they sold it to the developer.
357万。
3.75 million.
卖给了发展商。
And sell it to the developer.
然后这个地方，这个教会。
But this property, this church,
同样已经。
Actually, the property already belonged to a developer, not the church.
然后他们是从245万买回来，246万买回来的。
They bought it for 2.46 million.
但是他们要卖给我们350万。
But they want to sell it to us for 3.5 million.
然后我们的领袖开会。
And so we gathered together and
我们的 real estate agent 跟我们讲。
Our real estate agent told us.
350万是市价，是非常的合理的。
3.5 million
is very market price.
It's reasonable market price.
很合理的。
It's reasonable.
然后呢，那天晚上。
That night.
我们一方面，我们不知道是不是神要我们。
We don't know whether it's God's will for us to buy the property.
但是有一个领袖就让我们投票了。
A member, a leader asked us, raise your hand.
他说：“牧师，现在投票好不好？”
Pastor Chung, should we vote on this right now?
我说投票。
And then Pastor Chung was thinking, vote.
一批的人说很便宜。
And some people think it's a reasonable price.
有一批人说太沉重。
Some people think it's way too deep, a steep of a price.
有一批人说哇，我们往前看。
Some people think let's go forward.
有一些人说牧师太沉重。
Some people say that it's too much of a burden for our church.
如果你是我
，If you were me，
你怎么样做决定
？What are you gonna? How are you gonna decide?
那个叫原地踏步，不要动。
And don't move.
左右为难。
You go either way, you get hurt.
Right? 是不是
Isn't it true?
最好不要动。
And the best is not to move and not to do anything.
那不动也不行啊。
But if you don't move, that's not good either.
那你一定要给弟兄姐妹一个答案。
You also need to give your congregation, your brothers and sisters, an answer.
8月19号。
August 19th.
我回家晚上。
I went home.
8月20号。
August 20th.
凌晨我睡不着。
I could not sleep till midnight.
我到教会的家里面的客厅祷告。
I went to my living room and prayed.
我说神啊。
I say God.
我愿意学习像亚伯拉罕的顺服。
I want to follow Abraham's faith and follow you.
我愿意学习像亚伯拉罕的信靠。
I also want to obey you like Abraham.
但是以前很容易。
It's easier back then.
现在这个生死有命啊，关乎我的。
Right now it's harder because it has to do with me. It's easier on Abraham.
然后我就祷告，我说。
And so I pray.
我听到你叫那天我是寻求神说 Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
And God gave me this verse from Matthew 6:33.
Yeah, 我跪在那边祷告。
And I pray on my knee.
然后神告诉我很清楚的借着圣经我读到以利亚那个在加密山上跟450个先知的 对抗。
And so God gave me from scripture the passage from Mark Carmel and Elijah.
然后有一句话忽然间走出来。
One passage or one scripture came up to me.
说什么呢
？What does that say?
以利亚重修耶和华的祭坛。
And Elijah followed, rebuilt the altar of God.
神以利亚重修耶和华的祭坛。
God, Elijah rebuilt the altar of God.
我说神啊，你是不是要我来
？Do you want us?
那因为这个地很荒凉。
And this land is very desolate.
你要重修我的祭坛在那边。
You want to rebuild your altar, your temple.
我就跟神说。
And I said to God.
我是翻错圣经了。翻错了圣经。
Oh, I flipped to the wrong passage.
然后我就祷告我说神啊。
And so I pray again.
你再告诉我吧。
You speak to me again.
然后神让我看到是什么。
And God want me to see what?
所罗门盖殿。
And Solomon building the temple.
然后神让我读到哈该书。
And he turned me bring me to Haggai, the book of Haggai.
你知道那个教会的那同一条街。
In the street of where the church is.
这个教会是荒凉的。
It's very desolate.
我的家是蛮不错的。同一条街。
My house is pretty nice compared to.
那神就用那句话来说了。
And this God rebuked me with this scripture.
啊，感谢主，我都没有讲这句话，他就已经翻译了。神责备我。
And God rebuked me.
他说你自己住在天花板的房屋。
And you live in a very nice panel
house. 我的殿是什么荒凉的。
But my church and my building, my temple is desolate.
你要盖殿。
You need change.
那我就跟神说。
And I said to God.
神啊，开价350万，怎么盖？
The opening price is $3.5 million. What can we do?
神让我再看到一段的圣经。
And God showed me another passage.
是 撒母耳记上的第六章跟第五章。撒母耳记上，撒母耳记上。Samuel, First Samuel 5 and 6. The ark, 那个约柜。
The ark of the covenant.
然后从非利士人的手中送回来，甚至赔钱。
From the hand of the Philistines to bring back to David.
哇，我说神啊，你真的是很厉害啊。
And they paid to do.
连我在想什么你都知道。
And God, you know whatever I'm thinking.
我跪在上帝的面前，神啊，我刚刚才说350万，你说约柜就送回来啊。
And earlier I was struggling with $3.5 million, and now you give me this passage that you will bring them back the ark.
那我就跟神说，是不是发展商把那个教会送给我呢
？Does that mean that the developer will give us this land for free？
当然不是。
Of course not.
然后呢，奇迹就出来，就是那我8月26号，我们在教会开了一个意向分享会。
August 26th, we have a question and answer meeting.
8月29号，我们所有的领袖跪在上帝，我们回到教会里面祷告。
And so August 29th, we all pray together.
我们说神啊，你要不要我们买
？God, do you want us to buy this property?
我们不是要得到这个教会。
We don't want to just get the property.
我们只是希望能够顺服你的带领。
We want to follow and obey your calling.
我们也不用计算。
We don't want to analyze.
我们只相信神你的带领。
We want to do it by faith and follow your
leading. 所以我们在那天祷告，一起在领袖就决定，我们要继续往前看，是不是神的带领。
So on the 29th, when we pray, we're seeking whether that's what God is leading us to do or not just buying property.
我们就定了，如果发展商275万不卖给我的话。
So we decided as we prayed that if the developer would not sell this property to us by $2.75 million.
我们最高只能够，其实也不是能够了。其实我们定了，因为他们开350万，我就把它压下去。
Actually, 2.75 is not what we can. It's really even by faith.
对我们来说也是一个信心的功课。
It is a faith homework.
然后我们众领袖就用这个来看寻求神的心意。
And so we use this number $2.75 million as a way of seeking God.
Next slide. Okay. Go back. Yeah.Next, yes, stay here. 那个发展商跟我们说
，The developer told us,
没有三百万都不要问。
If you don't have $3 million, don't even start the conversation.
当我们祷告以后
，And after we pray,
然后我们神，我们很清楚知道，我们不要跟着发展商，你要跟着我。
We're clear that we should not follow what the developer says, so we want to follow God.
教会要跟着神。
As a church, we follow God.
我们9月6号，我们。给他们 offer 2.5。
September 6th, we make an offer of $2.5 million.
Look, 你是不是神经病呢
？Do you think it is crazy?
我们都已经傻了，对。我们只听上帝的话。
We want to hear God's word.
如果你听人的话，你这样出价的话，人家都不甩你，以后都不甩你，因为你 insult 了他们，你都侮辱了他们。
If you hear people's voice and you would do what they say, and they would never listen to you, but we follow God.
You insult them, right? No.你知道一天以后
，One day after that，
他居然回我们了。
They came to talk to us。
你猜猜他多少回我们？回我们多少
？You come back with us with the price. You know how much？
2.95万。
2.8 million dollars。
295万。
2.95 million dollars。
我觉得这个是一个奇妙的神的。
This is already a miracle。
那后来我们知道，原来有一个印度庙在跟我们争。
Later on, we found out that a Hindu temple was putting a bid at the property as well.
脚上知道原来这个是印度庙已经不是圣盖博谷要买教会的事，是一个属灵的征战。
So all of a sudden, this is not just a FCPC SGV business, it's about God's kingdom business. And so CCHC have been praying for us because
我们的教会LA Church 也为我们祷告，用了两个礼拜三晚上。
FCPC LA, you also have been praying for us.
然后9月11号，我们有一个姐妹说，我们要回到那。到那个地方去七天祷告，因为原来耶利哥真的是祷告就塌下来，原来是真的。
And so one sister encouraged us, not a pastoral sister in our congregation, encouraged us to go and pray for 7 days at the onsite.
她跟我说
，She told me，
她说我们要去那边祷告七天。
And go over there, we need to pray.
从来没有平信徒领袖。要主动开祷告会的。
And no one, we never have brothers and sisters who volunteer to lead a prayer meeting.
然后牧师一定要跟的哈。
And so see, she went. So as Pastor said, we need to go.
所以我们就每一天都去。
So every single day we've gone.
9月14号我去了 Sacramento.
And September 17, I was in Sacramento.
哇，经过几轮的回合，哇，那边告诉我们280万卖给你们。
And so we heard from the developer, how about we lower it to $2.8 million from 2.95. This is a very, this is a miracle.
然后有一个姐妹，我在礼拜天，我在 Sacramento 坐飞机回来的时候，在机场有一个姐妹打电话给我。
On Sunday, before the flight coming back from Sacramento, a sister called me.
她说280万，牧师，我们有一个姐妹说出5万，把它买下来。
Because it's 2.8 and we set the price at 2.75. What a sister volunteered to give up.
不要再回家了，我们就用280万买回来。
Let's not negotiate. Let's just buy it at 2.8.
如果你是我，你要不要？
If you were me, would you do that? Would you buy 2.8? If you want to buy that 2.8, would you raise your hand?
And
based on human calculation, that's what
we would do.
And for me, it's a big temptation.
We want to
hear God's voice, follow His leading, not just to buy the property.
然后这个五万，这个五万有一点像亚伯拉罕请那个下家帮他生以实玛利亚。
And so $50,000 is almost like him buying a sacrifice to replace Isaac.
Yeah, get Ishmael. 那神说你不是要以实玛利，你是要什么？以撒。
I was reminded that don't settle for Ishmael, but continue to trust God with Isaac.
然后很奇妙。
That's very 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 interesting.
然后下面那一张，请下面 next
line.
That's a video clip. 看看，这个是教会的那个门口的向导。
This is a video clip on the last day that we were praying together.
Can you play? Yeah. 然后这个是教会里面，然后我们祷告到第七天。
This is the seventh day when we pray.
前面六天教会都是锁的。
The 6 days before the gate of the church was closed.
但是第七天教会的门打开。
But the seventh day when we showed up, the gate was open already.
我们人那一天是最多的，因为是最后一天祷告。
We had the most people show up that day because the last day of prayer.
去祷告。
And so we were praying and we walked in and prayed.
进去了祷告。
We get to walk inside.
我们在跪在上面祷告。
And we were kneeling down and praying.
然后奇妙的事情发生。
And when something miraculous happened.
9月19号我们开会的时候，我们的 realtor。把那个合约送过来。
On September 19th, our realtor brought the contract to our executive council meeting.
他说275万。
$2.75 million. They're willing to sell it to you at 2.75.
很奇妙。
It's a miracle.
是神自己的工作。
It's God's own work.
然后连他自己都流眼泪。
And so the agent herself was crying.
然后我们9月21号 open escrow.
We opened escrow on the 21st.
我们10月7号开了那个 members meeting.
On October 7th, we have a members meeting.
你知道我们教会很多都是 working class.
We have a lot of working class people in our
brothers and sisters. 但是我们10月14号
On the 14th,
pledged 825,000.
Our brothers and sisters at our church pledged for
$825,000.
And when we combine what we have in cash in hand, we have about $1.52 million. We also need $1.23 million for closing
escrow.
Also, we need about $100,000
for renovation.
But God already had done great
work. We see how God works.连那个 real estate agent 都跟我说，他从来没有做生意是跟着我们这样走。
The real estate agent said she's never helped someone to follow this path.
他流下了眼泪。
And she was crying.
他说我把所有的 commission 奉献。
She's willing to give all of her own commission to the church as a donation.
他流了眼泪，他说经历到上帝很大。
She has experienced God's mighty work.
但很多弟兄姐妹得到激励。
And many of our brothers and sisters rejoice in the Lord.
神兑现了他的应许，但是神的应许继续的进行当中。
And God is continuing to provide for us. Now He already provided for us. He will continue to provide.
我们看到很多弟兄姐妹属灵生命得到复兴。
We've noticed a lot of brothers and sisters really grow in their faith.
当我们 open escrow 的那一天，有一个姐妹打电话给我。
And when we open escrow the first day,
她在电话上面哭。
Sister cried and called me.
就是发起。七天祷告的那个。
After 7 days of prayer,
他说神是那么的真实。
God is so faithful.
他声音抖了。
She experienced God's faithfulness in firsthand.
我想把这个告诉你。
I want to tell you this.
最后，神的名大得荣耀。
And finally, God alone be glorified.
我们求神帮助你我，凭着信心走前面的道路。
I want to encourage you. I want to bless you that we will continue to follow God's faith, not by calculation.
是相信，
is continue to believe in it, and trust and obey.
把时间交给 Pastor John.
I want to turn time to Pastor John.